Sure. The short and sweet summary, if you will, would be I was working in an enterprise software company, which meant that my clients were the world's leading financial institutions. And before they can do anything action-wise in the world, they have to build software projects behind the scenes to facilitate the flow of data and information. So what I did was, you know, I was involved in sales, and I was involved with clients like AIG and Marsh & McLennan and Lehman Brothers and Merrill Lynch and all these companies, Deutsche Bank. These were all clients of mine. And so before they go out and do anything, they come out with plans for software, and then we bid on how much the software is going to cost them, and then they actually build these projects. Well, on the behind the scenes, I was involved in AIG and Marsh & McLennan building some projects which were eventually used to defraud their clients of hundreds of billions of dollars. Now, I didn't understand the machinations at the time. The reason I found out is because I was being paid very large commission checks. And when you're counting on that money every month and you're getting paid a wrong amount, that was all I needed to kind of raise my head and say, hey, what's going on? I'm not being paid correctly. And after I asked these questions, the next day, the VP of sales flew in and fired me on the spot. And I had closed the largest deal in company history, and Marsh & McLennan and AIG were our largest client. And all of this stuff was going on, but I didn't really realize it at the time. That was June of 2001. In August of 2001, my ex-employer came back to me and bribed me and offered me an extension in healthcare, which I needed because I had just gotten out of the hospital. And so I took the bribe, and I signed this contract, and the only binding thing was they don't want me to talk about what I did. And I thought, well, who cares? Nobody gets what we did there anyway. It doesn't matter. Well, a couple days later, 9/11 happens, and before 9/11 had happened, I thought to myself, you know, people don't give you money for nothing. So I contacted some friends of mine at Marsh, and in a return phone call through a voicemail, I was directed to go to the World Trade Center on the morning of 9/11 to deliver the documents and evidence that I had to the 96th floor, and that's where the explosion occurred. So I was actually sitting in traffic in a Porsche Cabriolet with the top down, and you know, I witnessed the events. And it wasn't until about a month later that I caught on to some of the money laundering aspects and the coincidences that couldn't have been done, you know, by Muslim hijackers. And when you take these insider trades on American Airlines and Marsh & McLennan, and they track back to the CIA, and they track back to Deutsche Bank, which was the first client we installed this special software, this internet portal where they could do all sorts of things behind the scenes as far as information transactions that they could never do before. So in a short story, that's kind of how I came to be involved.